Hidden Billionaire Chapter 1, I Am Your Secretary. C1 I Am Your Secretary. Hello, is this Wu Tian? I'm your secretary, Lung Yun. You're about to inherit hundreds of millions of dollars. You are actually. Before the beautiful female voice on the phone finished, Wu Tian had already hung up without knowing what was going on. It was that disturbing call again. Without thinking too much, Wu Tian took a deep breath and looked at the university coffee shop in front of him. Today, he was going to muster up all his courage to do something big. Li Meng, I like you. Wu Tian stood nervously in front of the goddess Li Meng by the window of the coffee shop, waiting for her response. Who knows? Were you following me secretly? Li Meng raised her head and looked over at Wu Tian as a trace of disgust appeared in her slightly red and swollen eyes. She just broke up with her boyfriend from a rich family and Wu Tian appeared in front of her. Did he take advantage of her breakup to confess? I wasn't. I saw you were inside the coffee shop and mustered all my courage to enter. Wu Tian's fantasy was instantly shattered as he immediately became a little nervous. You? Who do you think you are to confess to me? You can't give me the life I want. I heard that you are so poor that all you can afford to eat are steamed buns. Do you think I will live like this? Li Meng's pretty face showed a ridiculing expression. Wu Tian's heart turned cold. He didn't think he would be rejected so easily after his years of love. Although I don't have money, I can guarantee that I will make you happy. I even brought you a present. Before he could finish, a white BMW 320 stopped in front of the coffee shop. A young man with his grandmother's gray hair and a famous brand name shirt came out of the car. He was holding a Louis Vuitton bag in his hand as he walked straight to Li Meng's side after he entered the coffee shop. He glanced at Wu Tian, who was opening the gift, and showed a look of disdain. We just got into a fight, and yet flies have already started to gather. He even brought you a gift. From the looks of it, it's not anything special. Darling, your eyesight couldn't be that bad, right? Zhao Yang, what did you come here for? Didn't you want to break up with me? Li Meng turned her head around and pretended to be angry. My temper flared up a bit yesterday. I came to apologize to you. Zhao Yang said, and while Wu Tian was still in a daze, he snatched the gift box from his hands. He directly tore it open and took out the crystal hairpin inside as he mocked him. What era is this? Do you think you can win her heart with such a childish gift? What's so great about having money? Can you make Li Meng happy? You will only make her cry. Wu Tian tried to snatch back the hairpin but failed as he argued with a reddened face. Having money is great. A disdainful smile surfaced on Zhao Yang's face. His hand loosened as the crystal hairpin dropped on the ground. It turned into fragments. I accidentally smashed it? How many tens of dollars should I compensate you? After saying that, he sneered and put the Louis Vuitton bag on the table. This is a Louis Vuitton limited edition bag worth $32,000. There are only three of such bags in all of Luzhu. Do you think poor people like you could afford it? Li Meng's eyes lit up when she saw the bag. He can't even afford to buy a good gift, yet wants to make people happy. How childish! Zhao Yang mocked. Wu Tian was trembling with anger. Li Meng was overjoyed. This Louis Vuitton bag was the gift she wanted the most. She did not expect it to be placed right in front of her. Her previous grudges vanished in an instant as sweetness overflowed her heart. She pretended to be shy and kissed Zhao Yang on the cheek. The moment she kissed Zhao Yang, Wu Tian's heart shattered like a crystal hairpin. Poor people, do you see that? This is true happiness. Zhao Yang gave Wu Tian a provocative look. You're a poor person and you can't give her the life she wants. You can't imagine the happiness of rich people because you're not even near that level. A toad wishing to eat swan meat. That only happens in fairy tales, yet you actually took it seriously. Your so-called happiness is just flowery words. You can only trick those girls who have never seen the world to eat steamed buns with you. In the future, don't come and bother her again." With that, Zhao Yang left proudly with Li Meng. Wu Tian couldn't remember how he walked out of the coffee shop. On the way back to school, countless students pointed at him. "Isn't that the poor guy who wanted to chase after Li Meng with a crystal hairpin in a coffee shop? I heard that he was severely humiliated. He's overestimating himself. He didn't eat steamed buns for a few days just so he could afford to buy a gift and thought that would be enough to seduce a goddess. If I were him, I'd find a hole and bury myself in it." One after another, ruthless ridicule filled Wu Tian's ears. The hatred in his heart was overwhelming. It was all because he had no money. His basic dignity as a human being was trampled into smithereens. Could it be that he would remain a loser for the rest of his life? "I can't accept it." Just as the hate in his heart started growing bigger, a black Bentley pulled up beside him. A beautiful woman with long hair in a business suit stepped out of the car. Her eyes resembled flowing water, but her expression was very haughty. "Wow, how could there be such a beauty in our school? I don't know if I have a chance, but I'm willing to become her pursuer." "You? Didn't you see that Bentley? You're not even worthy to lick her shoes." The beauty's appearance caused countless discussions to sprout between the onlookers. Wu Tian saw her too, but he knew he wasn't even worthy of Li Meng, let alone such a beauty. He thought to himself as he was about to leave. Who knows? The beauty was wearing high heels as she walked in front of Wu Tian with her slender legs. Just when Wu Tian was shocked by this strong atmosphere and became extremely nervous, she suddenly bowed deeply towards him. "President Wu, this is your secretary, Lung Yun. I called you an hour ago. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 2, Hundreds of Billions of Assets. See 200s of billions of assets. Are you referring to me?" Wu Tian was stunned. A luxurious car suddenly appeared and this beautiful lady in black stockings that stepped out of it actually called him President Wu. She even said she was his secretary. How was this possible? "Yes, boss. Please get in the car." The beautiful woman did not say anything else. She turned around and opened the car door. Her attitude was extremely respectful. Wu Tian walked into the car doubtfully. Suddenly, he remembered the call he received this morning. Was she a swindler? But even if she was a one, it didn't matter. He had nothing to lose anyway, so he wasn't afraid at all. "I just looked up this car on Baidu. Even the cheapest one costs 4 million. It's definitely a sign of being rich. Didn't you say that he was a poor plebeian? How could he have such a beautiful secretary? Maybe this guy is a rich young master that was deliberately pretending to be poor in order to gain Li Meng's sympathy. Now he's not pretending anymore and will be himself again." The moment the car door closed, the surrounding students immediately became agitated. Those who were mocking Wu Tian had looks of jealousy and envy. After Wu Tian got in the car, Lung Yun sat next to him in the back. The refreshing and pleasant fragrance on her body made Wu Tian's heart soften a little. "Thank you for helping me out earlier." Wu Tian thought that Lung Yun was a rich family's daughter, and seeing him being humiliated, she helped him out with good intentions. Lung Yun giggled. "Boss, I'm really the secretary your family prepared for you. You are now an adult. It's time for you to regain your identity." "What identity?" Wu Tian felt that Lung Yun was making fun of him as his expression darkened. "My parents passed away a long time ago. I was raised by my uncle. He is just an ordinary person. I also have a grandfather that I don't see often. Every time he comes to see me, he has to borrow money from uncle. I am just an ordinary person." Lung Yun smiled mysteriously after hearing this. She took out her phone and sent a WeChat video call. Then, she handed her phone to Wu Tian and said, "Your grandpa, Elder Wu, is overseas right now. he will explain everything to you personally. The video connected and a kind-looking old man in a tang suit appeared. It was Wu Tian's grandfather, Wu Zhaihe. However, his temperament and the grandpa Wu Tian knew since he was young were completely different. In his memories, his grandfather had always carried a wretched feeling with him. His grandfather was short on money, so he would have to ask his uncle for money every time he came to see him. As for the old man in the video, his aura was extraordinary, making people feel that he was not a simple person. "Grandfather?" Wu Tian shouted in disbelief. "Tian Tian, you've suffered all these years." Wu Zhaihe kindly called out Wu Tian's nickname. "Now that you have grown up, there are many things that you need to know. Our Wu family is actually not the Wu family in your memories, but a wealthy family with hundreds of billions of assets." "Hundreds of billions of assets?" Wu Tian was in disbelief. "Grandpa, are you kidding me? Every time you visited me, you would have to get uncle to pay for the trip." "Silly child, I was just acting. Your uncle actually isn't related to you in any way. He's my secretary." Wu Zhaihe explained with a smile. "In order to test and hone your temperament, I've decided to conceal the truth from you since young, allowing you to live as an ordinary person. His mission has already been completed, and he won't meet you again in the future." He continued, "I am old, and I need an heir strong enough to carry the burden of this great Wu family. You are my only blood relative, but if you want to take over the Wu family's business, your identity alone won't be enough. You need to have sufficient ability. I told Lung Yun to give you 300 million, so you can freely use this money. However, if you manage to lose it, then I will have someone else become the successor of the Wu family. If that happens, you will live as an ordinary person for the rest of your life. Do you understand?" These words were like a thunderbolt out of a clear sky. Wu Tian's heart was beating wildly. Everything that had happened since he was young was just an illusion arranged by his grandpa, while his identity was that of a rich and powerful young master. As long as he could prove that he had the ability, he could take over all of that money. Thinking of that possibility, Wu Tian's blood started to boil. "Grandpa, 300 million are enough." Wu Tian clenched his trembling fist and swore to himself, "I will use these 300 million to earn even more money. I won't let you down." "Very good. It seems that all these years of living an ordinary life hasn't worn down your spirit. I'm waiting for your good news." Wu Zhaihe revealed a pleased smile. "Then let's do it this way. Lung Yun will stay in Luzhu to help you." "Grandfather, wait a moment." Wu Tian hurriedly shouted when he saw that his grandpa was about to hang up the call. "Since you've already told me the truth, can you tell me how my parents died?" His heart trembled to Wu Tian's words. He had asked this question countless times, never to receive an answer. Would grandpa tell him everything today? However, as the smile on Wu Zhaihe's face slowly disappeared, he shook his head. "Now is not the time. You will know when the time is ripe. However, you must remember, no matter what you do, you must never be as arrogant as your father was back then. Don't let arrogance be your downfall. You must remember that." With that, Wu Zhaihe cut off the video. Wu Tian was disappointed, but he made up his mind. "The reason why grandfather is unwilling to tell me about this is definitely not simple. If I want to know the truth, then I must have sufficient strength. Grandfather is right. Before that, I absolutely must not let myself be swallowed by my emotions. Boss, this card has 300 million at your disposal. Also, this is my contact number. You can contact me anytime you want." Lung Yun put away her mobile phone and took out a universal transfer gold card from the Swiss bank, as well as her contact details, and gave them to Wu Tian. After learning some information, he left the school with the driver. After getting out of the car, Wu Tian felt like he had been reborn when he saw the awe in the eyes of the people around him. The entire world was filled with hope and light. Unfortunately, if this had happened earlier, Li Meng wouldn't have refused my confession and ran off with Zhao Yang. Wu Tian revealed a wry smile. But then he thought about it. This could be considered a blessing in disguise. If Li Meng knew he was so rich, she would definitely get with him because of the money that wasn't what he wanted. Back to the dorm. A few of his roommates were lying on the bed playing King's Glory. Tian, didn't you go to confess to Li Meng? Did you succeed? After one round, Sun Ziaohao put down his phone and asked in concern. I was rejected. Wu Tian spread out his hands. There was nothing much to hide. The news would spread throughout the whole school soon anyway. You're overestimating yourself. The dorm head, Wang Hong, smacked his lips as he sneered, even I can't compare to that Zhao Yang, but I was still rejected by Li Meng. You are but a poor plebeian. You are just asking for trouble. Wang Hong had a good family background and was the richest person in the dorm. His family even bought him a modern Elantra. He was used to the feeling of being a rich young master. He liked feeling high and mighty. He showed a sense of superiority when talking to Wu Tian from time to time. Seeing that Wu Tian was rejected, he started to add insult to injury. Wu Tian knew Wang Hong had a good family background and had always looked down on him, but now that he had 300 million, he had to get rid of Wang Hong's feeling of superiority. In order to celebrate my rejection, I've decided to treat everyone to a meal today. Wu Tian suddenly said. Why are you so generous today? You only eat steamed buns, and you still want to treat us to food. Sun Ziaohao looked surprised. For the past few days, Wu Tian had been saving money to buy Li Meng a present, so all he ate were steamed buns. Wu Tian's sudden generosity made Sun Ziaohao feel a little uncomfortable. It's rare for Wu Tian to be so generous. How about we go to that red stall by the side of the road to eat some skewers? Zhang Wan suggested. Isn't that roadside stall dirty? Aren't you afraid of feeling ill after eating? Wang Hong once again showed his sense of superiority. Head, it's rare for Wu Tian to treat us to a meal. Don't tell me you want him to treat us to a meal in a five-star restaurant. Sun Ziaohao knew Wang Hong's character. He thought Wang Hong's words were unfair towards Wu Tian. That's right, dorm head. You get tired of eating delicious food all the time, so it's good to try something different. Zhang Wan flattered him. Wang Hong enjoyed the flattery of others. He knew that Wu Tian, a poor plebeian, would not invite them to a good place to eat. Since it was a dormitory activity, it wasn't good if he didn't go. It seemed too out of place. Fine, since Wu Tian is the one who invited us to dinner, I will follow you to experience that roadside stall. Wang Hong pretended to reluctantly agree. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 3, Be Despised by Others. C3 Be Despised by Others. Half an hour later. The four of them reached the already brightly lit Huiyou restaurant before it got dark. They took a seat in the hall. Sun Ziaohao was a little worried. Wu Tian, why don't we go back and eat some skewers? This place is too expensive. There's no price on this menu either. If you're not careful, you might spend 2 months of your living expenses. Zhang Wan also did not expect Wu Tian to bring them to such a place. No one knew what Wu Tian was thinking. Hehe, Wu Tian, it seems that you've been provoked. You're giving up on yourself. Wang Hong laughed sinisterly as he continued, this is a place where only the truly rich can come. Even I don't dare to come here often. You can't be planning on not paying for our meals, right? Let me make it clear first. If you can't afford it, I don't have the money to pay. Wang Hong felt that Wu Tian's confession was a failure, and fearing that others would look down on him, he wanted to pretend to be rich to save face. However, you needed money for that. A poor plebeian was just a poor plebeian. He was too naive to know his place. Don't worry, I'll treat you guys to a meal. I will be the one paying. Wu Tian could hear the mockery in Wang Hong's words, but he didn't want to explain, so he just waved his hand and called the waiter to place the menu in front of the three of them. "Feel free to order whatever you like." Sun Ziyohao and Zhang Wan looked at each other, not knowing what Wu Tian was trying to do. However, seeing that he insisted, they didn't say anything more. If he really couldn't afford it, then everyone would have to gather some money together. Wang Hong asked the waiter in a very professional manner as he picked up the menu. He ordered a few specialties, for one catty Australian lobsters and two bottles of Mao Tai. Seeing this, Sun Ziyohao and Zhang Wan were scared witless. They thought to themselves, the dorm leader is really ruthless. He is trying to make Wu Tian pay a huge price. Just these four large lobsters and two bottles of Mao Tai alone were already an astronomical number to them. Just as they were about to persuade him, they heard Wu Tian say to the waiter, "As he wishes." Since Wu Tian said so, the two could only swallow their words. After finishing ordering, Wang Hong's eyes suddenly lit up. He stood up and greeted loudly, "What a coincidence, Wan Ying. Are you here to eat too?" The three of them turned their heads. They saw the school beauty, Wan Ying, and her two best friends coming down the elevator from the second floor. Wan Ying wore a snow-white dress and had an extraordinary temperament. She was extremely dazzling among the bustling customers in the hall. Hearing Wang Hong's call, her eyebrows creased as she ignored him. Huiyou Restaurant, after all, was not an ordinary small restaurant. The customers inside were all well-mannered, so even if they were chatting, they would try their best to keep their voices down so as to not disturb others. Wang Hong's loud voice made her both disgusted and embarrassed, so she didn't even bother paying attention to him. However, when she saw Wu Tian, Wan Ying's frown slightly loosened. She smiled at him as a greeting and then left with her best friends. "Damn, Wu Tian, when did you meet the school beauty? She was actually smiling at you. It can't be that she took a fancy to you, right?" Sun Ziyohao gasped in disbelief. "Wan Ying is famous for her arrogance. I heard that she has a good family background. She doesn't give any man any face." Zhang Wan was full of envy. Only Wang Hong had an unsettled expression. He didn't even know how to retract his embarrassed hands. He couldn't believe that Wan Ying ignored him and greeted Wu Tian instead. He was very embarrassed as he sneered, "Stop dreaming. Wan Ying is the eldest miss of the Runhua Corporation. How could she fall for Wu Tian? A big family requires people with equal social status and economic status. Do you understand? You're too realistic, my dear sir." Sun Ziyohao was unhappy. Zhang Wan also said he did not understand, everyone now advocates free love and refuses arranged marriage. What do you know? Do you really think reality is a fairy tale? The lower your level, the narrower your horizons. Wang Hong snorted in annoyance. You guys are going too far. She just has some self-restraint. Wu Tian stopped the two of them from arguing further. Actually, he had only met Wan Ying once when he had picked up her meal card by chance and gave it back to her. That smile just now was just a greeting. He didn't expect his three roommates to argue over this. Soon, the dishes were served. This was the first time Sun Ziyohao and Zhang Wan had been so extravagant. They didn't say anything as they started gobbling down the food. "If it wasn't for the fact that we are in the same dorm, I would never eat with you guys. It's as if you've never seen the world before." Wang Hong watched the two of them wolfing down their food with a disdainful look on his face. The two of them ate happily, not caring for what Wang Hong said as they bared their teeth and smiled. After the meal, Wu Tian called the waiter over to pay the bill. "Hello, sir. Your bill is a total of 12,800 yuan. The waiter showed a professional smile. "What? Over 10,000? Sun Ziyohao suddenly jumped up in disbelief. He thought that he could settle the matter in 3 or 4,000, but to think that the bill would be so high. Holy. Even if we sold ourselves, we wouldn't be able to afford it. Zhang Wan's voice carried a sobbing tone. Originally, if it was very expensive, they would gather the money and treat it as an indulgence. They couldn't let Wu Tian pay for it alone. Who would have thought that the price would be so high? It completely exceeded their expectations. They were extremely regretful in their hearts. They should have just asked for the price when they were ordering. They shouldn't have let Wang Hong order for them. The life of the rich is really hard to imagine. Wu Tian sighed in his heart. He didn't expect it to be this expensive. Although 10,000 were just like a drop in the ocean for him, he had never been this extravagant before, so he had yet to get used to it. Seeing the Huiyou restaurant filled with people, Wu Tian couldn't help but sigh. One meal was equivalent to half a year's living expenses in the past, yet there were still so many customers. From the looks of it, the profits from this restaurant weren't low, and it was easy to earn money from rich people. What should we do? I only have 200 on me, but there are 600 on my phone. Seeing that Wu Tian was silent, Sun Ziaohao took out his phone and scratched his head. Everyone, let's gather some money. I still have 1,200 yuan. At worst, we'll just collectively eat dirt for a few days. Zhang Wan braced himself, took out his wallet and said to Wang Hong. Why are you looking at me? Wang Hong used a toothpick to pick his teeth, as if it had nothing to do with him. I've said it before. I'm only responsible for eating. Waiter, may I ask how much does your restaurant sell on average every month? Wu Tian asked without batting an eyelid. Sir. This was the first time the waiter had been asked about the restaurant's business, his face turning cold. Our Huiyou restaurant is a place made for high-class people. You guys should have some money. Let me remind you, our restaurant is connected to the Public Security Bureau 24 hours a day and there are cameras everywhere. Wu Tian, you said you wanted to treat me to a meal, so I gave you face by accepting your invite. Don't make me lose face along with you. Wang Hong's face turned ugly as well. He only wanted to use this opportunity to embarrass Wu Tian. He didn't want to go to the police station along with him. If his friends found out that he couldn't afford to pay for his meals, how would he be able to stay at school in the future? If we can't afford it, we're not going to go to jail, are we? Sun Ziaohao was scared. After all, he was still a student. Wu Tian, think of a way. It's not good to go to jail for something like this. Otherwise, we'll have to borrow money from our relatives and friends. Zhang Wan braced himself and said. Sir, would you like to swipe your card or will you pay in cash? The waiter urged with a displeased look. He clearly couldn't afford it, yet he was still putting on an act. He couldn't be polite when facing such people. However, Wu Tian's next words shocked everyone. Don't worry, I'm still considering whether I should buy your restaurant or not. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 4, I'll buy this hotel. C4 I'll buy this hotel. When Sun Ziaohao and Zhang Wan heard this, their mouths opened so wide that an egg could fit inside. Even Wang Hong felt his scalp tingle. Wu Tian couldn't have gone crazy, right? He couldn't even afford to pay for his meal, yet he wanted to buy the Huiyou restaurant. His tone was terrifying. Wu Tian, stop joking around. Let's hurry up and think of something. Zhang Wan was afraid that if this happened again, the restaurant would call the police and their future would be ruined. I'll call my mom right away and borrow some money. I'll pay the bill first. Sun Ziaohao couldn't help but want to make a call. However, he was gently held down by Wu Tian. You want to buy our restaurant? No need to pretend. The waiter picked up his walkie-talkie and said, Security, there are people who want to renege on their debt after eating. Come here and take care of it. Got it? The security guards at the four corners of the hall immediately walked towards Wu Tian and the others. Wu Tian, you should end this matter yourself. I'm not going to go crazy with you. When Wang Hong saw the situation turn sour, he hurriedly ran away with a gloomy face. If he didn't leave, he might have to pay. Seeing Wang Hong run away, Zhang Wan cursed loudly, "You heartless bastard. Wu Tian, you should run too. If you don't leave now, you'll be captured and sent to jail." Sun Ziaohao urged while sticking close to Wu Tian's ear. "I'm not leaving." Wu Tian laughed and said, "You don't need to call the security. Get your manager to come over. I want to ask him about Huiyou Restaurant's income. You really won't shed a tear until you see the coffin. I've seen a lot of people who go back on their words, but I've never seen anyone who could pretend to be someone else." The waiter was so angry that he started laughing. The moment he finished, Wu Tian took out a bank card and threw it on the table. Then he took out his mobile phone and dialed the number on the bank card, calling his personal attendant. He turned on the loudspeaker and put the phone on the table. "Hello, Mr. Wu. I'm your personal attendant. Is there anything I can help you with?" A melodious female voice came from the phone. "Help me check the balance of the card with the ending number 0888. "Okay, please wait a moment." The phone was silent for a few seconds. Then, a clear voice came out, "Your card currently has 300 million yuan. What do you need to do?" "I just wanted to see if I had enough money, thank you." Wu Tian hung up the phone indifferently. Sun Ziaohao, who was beside him, pinched his own face and mumbled to himself, "Am I dreaming?" Zhang Wan's eyes almost popped out of his eye sockets. He looked at Wu Tian as if he was looking at a monster, his mind completely blank. After a long time, he finally spat out, "Bro, you've been hiding this from us all this time." The expression on the waiter's face was extremely fascinating, going from red to white in an instant. "Call your manager over," Wu Tian repeated. All right, please wait a moment." The waiter came back to his senses and hurriedly walked over to the nearby security guard. He then called over the manager with his walkie-talkie and told him what had happened. "Hello, Mr. Wu. I can't decide on the purchase of the hotel, but coincidentally, our director, Mr. Liu, is here today. If it's convenient, please follow me to the reception room. I'll inform Director Liu about it." The manager was extremely respectful. Perhaps this young man who looked young and immature would be his boss in the future. The three of them were brought by the manager to the reception room on the 8th floor of the hotel. Sun Ziaohao and Zhang Wan were already itching to hear Wu Tian confess the truth. Wu Tian could only tell them that his family was wealthy, but since his grandfather was afraid that he would not work hard when he had money, he wanted to test him. The two listened for a long time without being able to calm down. If Wang Hong knew about this, his intestines would probably turn green with regret. Zhang Wan let out a long sigh. He was glad that he didn't run away with Wang Hong. Otherwise, he really didn't know how he would face Wu Tian, this rich and powerful young master. "It's not just Wang Hong. If I were Li Meng, I would probably poke my eyes out." Sun Ziaohao was both excited and happy for Wu Tian. While they were talking, a middle-aged fatty with a face full of smiles walked into the reception room under the manager's lead. "This is our boss, Lu Jun." The manager introduced, "This is young Master Wu, he wants to buy our Huiyou restaurant. Young Master Wu is really young and capable. He looks around my daughter's age and already has billions. I'm really impressed." Lu Jun was very happy with his red face. He was very anxious because he was short on liquidity in real estate development. If he didn't have enough funds, his project could fail, and the damage could even cause a capital chain rupture. He had been planning to sell his Huiyou restaurant from the start. Although the income here was not bad, not many people were willing to spend tens of millions to buy it. After all, in this era, catering was not a very lucrative industry. Just as he was worrying about what to do, Wu Tian appeared. How could he not be excited? One of them wanted to buy the restaurant, the other wanted to sell it. He called the treasurer, read the daily and monthly reports, and agreed to buy the Huiyou restaurant for 20 million. "Grandfather, the words I've said will definitely come true. I definitely won't disappoint you. This was the thought in his mind as Wu Tian signed the transfer deed on the spot and paid for the restaurant. He felt very happy in his heart. Half a day ago, he had to live frugally just to buy a single gift worth a few dozen yuan. But now, he didn't even blink as he spent 20 million to buy a high-end restaurant. Young Master Wu, no, that's not right. I should call you President Wu now. Lu Jun had a face full of gratitude. It's rare to see such a bold young man like you. To tell you the truth, my capital was really tight. This money really saved my life. We'll each take what we need. Actually, I didn't think too much about it. Wu Tian said politely. Haha, since you've helped me, I, Lu Jun, cannot be stingy. Lu Jun let out a hearty laugh, opened his wallet and took out a black card, passing it to Wu Tian. This is the supreme card of the Global International Club, very few people have the right to enter it. The annual fee is 300,000, so treat it as my gift to President Wu. Global International is famous for being a club for tycoons. Zhang Wan was full of envy. As the place where the wealthiest of Luzhu gathered, even poor people talked about it. Thank you, Director Lu. Wu Tian accepted the card without any hesitation. He thought that since there were so many tycoons, it might be useful to him if he wanted to increase his assets quickly. Leaving the Huiyu restaurant, Wang Hong returned to the dorm. Seeing that the three of them were safe and sound with a face full of smiles, he was surprised as he asked, "Where did you get the money?" Zhang Wan was angry that Wang Hong had abandoned the three of them and ran away and snapped, "Wang Hong, you don't even know how rich Wu Tian is. He bought the entire Huiyu restaurant. It's a shame you abandoned us to run away and didn't get the chance to see that wonderful scene." Sun Ziaohao also mocked. "Keep boasting. If Wu Tian bought the Huiyu restaurant, then I will walk upside down." Wang Hong scoffed, thinking that the three of them were just bluffing. Wu Tian smiled without saying anything. He had seen Wang Hong's character clearly today. There was no need to befriend him. Spending just over 10,000 yuan was enough to reveal a person's true nature. One night later, when Wu Tian arrived in the classroom in the morning, he found Li Meng looking at him in a strange manner. Quite a few students were pointing at him. Li Meng said that Wu Tian, a poor plebeian, went to confess to her yesterday. He really is a toad wishing to eat swan meat. Where did his courage come from? He bought a crystal hairpin from a gift shop and wanted to take the class beauty as his girlfriend. He's so childish. He's practically our class pet. If he is poor, then he must know his place. Only he would be able to do something so embarrassing. His status is too low. In Li Meng's eyes, he can't even be considered an ordinary friend. One after another, unbearable sarcasm entered the ears of Wu Tian and the other two. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 5, Jumping Clown. C5 Jumping Clown. All of you shut up. Sun Ziaohao couldn't bear listening any longer. He pointed at the gossiping classmates and shouted, "All you do is gossip. You cowards, what right do you have to talk about others? At the very least, Wu Tian can muster up the courage to do what he wants. As for you guys, other than talking nonsense, what else can you do? Ziaohao is right, we are all classmates. Be kind, unless you want your future children to be born without an anus." Zhang Wan also felt indignant for Wu Tian. Wang Hong shrank his head. He wasn't planning on intervening. Since his relationship with Wu Tian was average, there was no need for him to offend Li Meng for Wu Tian. He just thought it was a joke. Forget it. Dragons do not live on the same level as snakes. You shouldn't bother about them, Wu Tian advised his friends, as he didn't want his roommates to quarrel with these people because of him. Li Meng was initially pleased with herself as she watched the show unfold, but she didn't expect Wu Tian to be so calm and even ridicule her for not being good enough. She was so angry that her face turned red as she said, "Wu Tian, Are you even qualified to talk about levels? Someone like you, even after you graduate, would only be fit to work for my boyfriend. You have no ambitions in your life, and you still dare talk about things you will never achieve. If it weren't for the fact that we are in the same class, I wouldn't even bother looking at you with the corner of my eye. You are a toad. Li Meng spoke so loudly that everyone outside the classroom could hear her clearly. Li Meng, don't go too far. Just because Wu Tian can't be bothered with you doesn't mean that he's easy to bully. These words made Sun Ziohao's blood boil. You think too highly of yourself. You will regret it. Zhang Wan shook his head and sighed. The students all understood each other, and Zhang Wan knew very well who Li Meng was. She wanted nothing more than to cling to the rich and powerful. However, she was blind. Instead of holding on to Wu Tian, this great Buddha, she stepped on him a few times. He couldn't help but feel that she was rather pitiful. I don't care. Li Meng did not think so and said with a sneer, how laughable. For an ignorant loser like Wu Tian, even if I rejected him 10,000 times, I wouldn't blink once. You are a frog at the bottom of a well. I think the one who is ignorant is you, Li Meng. At this moment, a clear voice came from the door before Wu Tian could say anything. Everyone looked over and saw that it was actually Lu Yuiao from the class next door. Lu Yuiao was one of the three great beauties recognized by the Luzhu Industry University. Her rank was only inferior to the school beauty Wan Ying. Regardless of her temperament or appearance, she was more powerful than Li Meng. Because Wan Ying had a cold demeanor, she never had a good impression of any man. Therefore, as a third-year beauty, Lu Yuiao, who was ranked second in the entire school, became the hottest goddess in the school. It was said that those who pursued her could line up from the school building to the school gate. Why is she here? She doesn't seem very friendly to Li Meng. Could it be that Li Meng offended her? Impossible, the two of them never get involved with each other. They're not even in the same class, so why would Li Meng offend her? Could it be that she's fighting for Wu Tian? I didn't think that the goddess in my heart would have such a sense of justice. Nonsense, how could that be possible? How could Wu Tian allow Lu Yuiao to speak up for him? The men in the entire class nearly caused a sensation. Normally, it would be hard for them to even take a look at Lu Yuiao. They would never have imagined that the goddess would suddenly appear in their class today. Li Meng's expression was hideous. Lu Yuiao, what do you mean with this? Wu Tian was also very curious. He didn't know Lu Yuiao at all. Why would she speak up for him? It's nothing. I just thought you were pretty funny. Lu Yuiao caressed her falling hair and smiled indifferently, I'm afraid you still don't know that the Huiyu restaurant at the side of the school is my family's, right? Hearing this, Li Meng's expression became even more unsightly, a trace of jealousy appearing in her eyes. Huiyu restaurant's fame spread far and wide throughout the entire city, and Lu Yuiao was actually the boss daughter. She couldn't afford to offend this kind of rich person. However, Li Meng didn't want to lose face either as she braced herself and retorted, so what? Are you here to show off your wealth? You're too shallow. Showing off my wealth to people like you would only lower my level. Lu Yuiao looked gentle, quiet, and beautiful, but her tone was much more imposing than Li Meng's. She continued, last night, someone bought my family's Huiyu restaurant. What does that have to do with me? Li Meng became even more confused. Of course it has something to do with you, because the buyer is your class Wu Tian. His level really isn't something a person like you could guess. Lu Yuiao's words were like a bomb that exploded on the ground. At the same time, the whole class was filled with the hissing sound of someone inhaling cold air. All eyes were on Wu Tian in an instant. Oh my god, this can't be true. Isn't he a poor plebeian? How could he have so much money when he used to be so poor that he would gnaw on steamed buns? We were wrong. Wu Tian is actually a tycoon. Could it be that he was purposely putting on an act? Your faces look ridiculous right now. In an instant, the entire classroom was filled with commotion. No one doubted what Lu Yuiao had said because there was no reason for her to lie at all. Wang Hong was dumbfounded. He didn't think that the matter of Sun Ziyohao and Zhang Wan saying that Wu Tian bought the Huiyou restaurant last night was actually true. If it wasn't for Lu Yuiao personally revealing this matter, he wouldn't have believed it even if he had been beaten to death. All of a sudden, Wang Hong's heart was full of regret. He wished he could slap himself hard in the face for running away last night. Right now, Wu Tian must be hating him in his heart. Li Meng, on the other hand, was even more shocked. She fell on her seat, her face ashen as she muttered to herself, "How could this be?" Lu Yuiao couldn't be bothered to look at Li Meng's expression anymore. She walked straight into the classroom and stretched out her hand towards Wu Tian. "Wu Tian, thank you for helping my dad obtain the necessary funds in time. My dad specifically asked me to invite you to my house for dinner tomorrow night." "Ah, all right. Please thank Mr. Lu for me." Wu Tian felt a bit awkward. He didn't reach out to shake Lu Yuiao's hand. After all, they weren't familiar with each other. Lu Yuiao, however, didn't mind at all. She stretched out her hand and casually lifted it up, bringing with it a few strands of fragrant hair, looking extremely coquettish. "Then I'll pick you up from school tomorrow." With that, she waved at Wu Tian and left the classroom. It wasn't until she walked out of the room that the crowd was able to react. They've never heard of Lu Yuiao being so nice to anyone. That smile is really intoxicating. "It's over, it's over. Lu Yuiao has fallen in love with Wu Tian. The whole school's men will probably get drunk because of the heartbreak. Wu Tian is what you call him, huh? You don't have the qualifications to call him that way. You should call him Young Master Wu. Young Master Wu is so broad-minded. He will definitely forgive me. We're classmates after all." With Lu Yuiao, Wu Tian immediately became the focus of attention. Everyone who had been laughing at him a moment ago began flattering him. Looking at these people, Wu Tian couldn't help but feel a little disgusted. When he was poor, they used to make fun of him. Now that he had money, they all came to curry favor with him. Human nature is so ugly. Li Meng was sullen. At this moment, she had lost all her face. "Just because you have money, you think you're amazing. Wu Tian, just you wait, I'll definitely teach you a lesson." Li Meng's heart was filled with resentment. After the classes at noon ended, Wang Hong quietly walked to Wu Tian's side. "Young Master Wu, we're from the same dorm after all. I've offended you in the past, so I'll sincerely apologize to you," Wang Hong said with a disgusting smile on his face. "There is no need. You didn't do anything worthy of apologizing." Wu Tian smiled faintly. "Actually, I have something to ask of you." A hint of joy appeared in Wang Hong's eyes. "What is it?" "My dad's been doing a bit of business lately, and he has some problems with money." Wang Hong followed behind Wu Tian with a stooped back and a flattering look on his face as he continued, "Young Master Wu, you look like a tycoon. We are in the same dorm, so could you lend some money to my dad?" Wu Tian suddenly had the urge to laugh. This guy was really realistic. He ran faster than a rabbit last night and usually spoke ill of him. He even wanted to borrow money. "Sorry, my money didn't come from nowhere, so I won't lend it to you." Wu Tian coldly refused as he called Sun Ziyohao and Zhang Wan over to the cafeteria. Wang Hong's flattering smile suddenly disappeared. After the afternoon classes. After school, Wu Tian, Sun Ziyohao, and Zhang Wan headed to the dormitory building. It was then that they saw Li Meng's boyfriend, Zhao Yang, walk around the corner accompanied by three thugs with colorful hair and tattoos on their arms. Zhao Yang hugged Li Meng's waist with an arrogant expression. "Wu Tian, I heard you're rich. Wow, you even dare to bully my woman. I let you go yesterday, but it seems you don't know how to behave. You're just a little nouveau riche that doesn't know his limits. It seems I need to personally teach you a lesson. The thug's maid Sun Xiaohao very nervous, however, he did not step back and instead stood in front of Wu Tian as he said, "What are you doing? We're at school." Zhang Wan took out his phone and was about to call 110. "I'm going to call the police. Don't act recklessly. These two brats are courting death." The three thugs smiled at each other, then walked forward and pushed Sun Xiaohao and Zhang Wan out of the way. "You dare call the police? Wu Tian, kneel in front of me today, kowtow three times and I'll let you go." Zhao Yang let go Li Meng from his arms and walked towards Wu Tian with an evil grin as he continued, "Otherwise, you won't be able to stay in this school anymore." "Boss, what are you talking to him about? Let me slap him a few times first." One of the thugs was about to attack. "I want to see who dares to move." At this moment, a sneer sounded out. Lung Yun, who wearing a business suit and silk stockings on her long legs, had an arrogant expression on her face as she walked over from afar accompanied by four bodyguards in black suits and sunglasses that were as sturdy as a bull. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 6, Who Dares to Provoke Me? C6 Who Dares to Provoke Me? Seeing Lung Yun's arrival, the corner of Wu Tian's mouth slightly curled up, revealing a demonic smile. Adding on his expression, he looked just like a demon king. At this moment, Wu Tian felt really good. Originally, he was worried about how they would get out of this situation. Now, with Lung Yun and his four bodyguards, his heart was finally at ease. "Zhang Wan, there's no need to call the police," Wu Tian said to Zhang Wan as he stood in front of Sun Xiaohao. In a split second, Wu Tian seemed to have become everyone's focus of attention. "Who is it? Aren't you afraid that I'll teach you a lesson?" When Zhao Yang heard that someone was speaking up for Wu Tian, the anger in his heart surged like an erupting volcano. The thugs started laughing out loud. They could do anything on their territory. No one had ever dared challenge them before. This person seemed to be a woman. Everyone turned to look as Lung Yun appeared in their line of sight. "Wow, boss, this girl is great. I feel like my body is boiling. I can't take it anymore. This girl, I want her tonight." The three thugs shamelessly said what was on their mind as they revealed an expression like that of a pig. It was disgusting. Naturally, Lung Yun also felt extremely disgusted. "Lung Yun, I want them to be taught a lesson." Wu Tian looked at Zhao Yang with an indifferent expression. He ignored the three thugs and said, "Zhao Yang, today's matter will be resolved on the same day." As soon as he finished his words, the bodyguards behind Wu Tian resembled a black whirlwind as they knocked the thugs to the ground and rendered them unable to move. One of the bodyguards directly came in front of Zhao Yang. Zhao Yang was a gentleman, so, afraid that Li Meng would be hurt, he stepped forward resolutely. The bodyguard's goal was to completely comply with the order and ensure the safety of the boss. Without a doubt, Wu Tian's words were like an imperial edict, and the bodyguards could only obey. Unsurprisingly, Zhao Yang was knocked down easily. The ground was filled with mournful cries. "Boss, you caused us to get injured." "Yeah, boss, who is this man? He's got bodyguards with him when he goes out. I beg you, please let us go. We won't dare disturb you anymore." The little thugs were subdued by the bodyguards, so they couldn't do anything but beg for mercy. They were all hit at the joints. It was a good thing that the bodyguards knew when to stop. Otherwise, they might have been disabled for the rest of their lives. For Zhao Yang, however, it was different. The bodyguard seemed to know Wu Tian's thoughts and gave Zhao Yang a special treatment. "What are you guys doing? Gathering people to fight? I'm calling the police. The police will be here soon." Li Meng had already called the police when she saw her boyfriend getting beaten up because she didn't know if Wu Tian would beat her up too. After all, she had said a lot of things about hurting Wu Tian. "Brother Tian, have mercy. I won't dare to do it again. I know I was wrong. Zhao Yang said with blood and fallen teeth in his mouth. He was also out of breath while he spoke because he was being pressed to the ground with one hand by one of the bodyguards. Brother Tian, I, Zhao Yang, am a bastard and Li Meng is a witch. I will break up with her. If Brother Tian likes her, I will give her to you. At this moment, Zhao Yang started acting like a bastard. Li Meng's heart broke when she heard her boyfriend's words. She wasn't Zhao Yang's property, so he didn't have the right to decide what to do with her. Zhao Yang, you bastard, I was wrong about you. Li Meng's heart was filled with mixed feelings. Yesterday, she slept with him, and today, he was going to give her away to someone else. Furthermore, he was going to give her to Wu Tian. Li Meng said something against her will as her eyes kept looking at Wu Tian from time to time. At this moment, when she saw the useless Zhao Yang, she regretted so much, but she also hoped that Wu Tian would fall for her. However, when Li Meng's gaze landed on Lung Yun, she finally understood the difference between her and Wu Tian. You guys better take care of yourselves. I hope you won't do anything reckless. Wu Tian knew that the police would arrive soon, so he left after saying a few words. Are we really going to let them go just like that? Just now, they wanted us to lose an arm or a leg. Sun Ziyohao was still indignant. Zhang Wan didn't say anything. He pulled Sun Ziyohao and gave him a look. Then, the two of them left first. Wu Tian also let out a sigh of relief as he watched his two roommates leave. Honestly, if it wasn't for Lung Yun's appearance today, the outcome might have been the opposite. Thank you. Wu Tian said this from the bottom of his heart. He really wanted to thank Lung Yun. Every time he encountered a crisis, she would come to save him. It's nothing. Lung Yun was still as arrogant as ever. Even though she was like an icy beauty in front of Wu Tian, she was always honest about her feelings. The two of them walked without a word for a long time. Finally, Lung Yun said, "Your grandfather wants to keep them by your side to protect you. Forget it. There are a lot of things that I can take care of myself." Wu Tian's face revealed a hint of warmth as he asked, "Is my grandpa okay?" The sky gradually turned dark, it was almost nighttime. "Your grandfather is fine, but I won't compromise with you regarding the bodyguards. With them around, we can rest assured of your safety. Since you don't want them to follow you, then I'll have them protect you secretly. If they will protect me secretly, then that won't have much of an impact on my life, so I'll agree." The next day, Lu Yuiao was leaning against a sports car in front of the school as if she was waiting for someone. This was big news. Lu Yuiao was the second most popular girl in school. Today, she was at the entrance. From time to time, she would look towards the inside of the campus, obviously waiting for someone. Not long after, Wu Tian slowly walked out of the school gate. "Student Wu Tian, here, here." Lu Yuiao hurriedly shouted when she saw Wu Tian's figure. At the same time, she waved her small hand in excitement. She was a famous person in the whole school. If she called out the name of a boy so blatantly, it was very likely that there would be some rumors spreading around the school the next day. Everyone's gaze fell on Wu Tian when they heard Lu Yuiao's words. Thousands of gazes were fixed on him. Feeling so many eyes on his body, even the thick-skinned Wu Tian felt shy as he jogged to Lu Yuiao's car. "Let's go, let's go." When Lu Yuiao saw Wu Tian get in the car, she smiled and hit the gas pedal. The car rushed out and disappeared from everyone's sight in a few seconds. Watching the two of them leave, the school gate was bustling with noise and excitement. If this goes on, the two of them will probably be the school news headlines tomorrow. "I didn't expect President Wu to be shy," Lu Yuiao looked at Wu Tian through the rearview mirror and said. Wu Tian smiled awkwardly and soon, the car arrived at Lu Yuiao's house. This was a private villa. The two of them got out of the car and walked towards the entrance. At this moment, the inside of the house was quite lively. The moment Lu Yuiao opened the door, a burst of cheers sounded out beside Wu Tian's ear. Yuiao is back, our master is back. Yuiao, come over quickly. Zihao Lin is here too. Everyone's eyes were focused on Lu Yuiao, completely ignoring Wu Tian, who was standing behind her. It made sense. Since Wu Tian was wearing cheap clothes, it was easy for others to ignore him. Along the way, Lu Yuiao greeted the others. She had too many good friends. Wu Tian was very curious. He looked around and wondered if he also needed to buy a villa. When Lu Yuiao arrived at the backyard of the mansion, Lu Jun was also there. When he saw Wu Tai beside Lu Yuiao, a smile appeared on his face. President Wu is also here. Today, my daughter organized a party and everyone here is a good friend of hers. Lu Jun briefly explained the situation before telling Lu Yuiao to take care of Wu Tian and leaving. Wu Tian said a few words politely and didn't pay much attention to the people around him. He didn't know anyone except Lu Yuiao. At this time, someone finally noticed Wu Tian. They realized that no matter where Lu Yuiao went, Wu Tian would follow her. Even when they met with Lu Jun, they were together, and the two seemed to be in an intimate relationship. Yuiao, who is he, your boyfriend? A good friend of Lu Yuiao walked over and asked. Lu Yuiao smiled and said, guess. Yuiao, who is he to you? Zihao Lin also walked over as if he was very concerned about Wu Tian's identity. However, when he looked at Wu Tian's cheap clothes, a hint of despise appeared on his face. He's just my friend. Although Lu Yuiao said so, her hands betrayed her. Everyone saw her holding Wu Tian's arm as if they were intimate. Seeing this, Zihao Lin's eyes almost spouted fire. Everyone in the circle knew that Zihao Lin liked Lu Yuiao. He liked her a lot. Now, seeing Lu Yuiao being so intimate with a man he didn't know, he almost lost his mind. Who are you? How dare you get so close to Yuiao? Zihao Lin was very arrogant. With a ferocious expression on his face, he took a step forward and stood in front of Wu Tian. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 7, accompanied by a beautiful woman. C7 accompanied by a beautiful woman. Everyone looked at Wu Tian and Lu Yuiao. The two of them were like a sweet couple. Who are you? Yuiao, stay away from him. Zihao Lin's voice was hoarse. He would not allow anyone to be so close to Lu Yuiao. Lu Yuiao was his weakness, and anyone who touched her would drive him crazy. Zihao Lin, you and I are just normal friends. Please don't call me Yuiao. You can call me Lin Yuiao instead. Zihao Lin had already lost his mind from anger and was about to attack. His anger had already reached the top of his head, and he nearly rolled up his sleeves to punch Wu Tian. The people around stopped talking and surrounded them. Some of them even stood at the side and cheered for Zihao Lin. Young Master Lin has lost his mind from anger. That boy is finished. There's going to be a good show tonight. Who is that kid who dares to meet Lu Yuiao so blatantly? Isn't he courting death? Exactly, just look at his clothes. That set of clothes he's wearing would only be worth 100 yuan at most. The surrounding people were all pointing at him, but Wu Tian didn't mind, so they could say whatever they liked. After all, he was going his way. However, Lu Yuiao was different. Wu Tian was their VIP guest today. How could he receive such treatment? As a fight was about to break out, Lu Jun coincidentally walked in. Yuiao, it's rare for your classmate to come here. You have to take good care of him and your friends. We're all friends here, so if you have anything to say, say it later. And you, Zihao Lin, calm down a bit. If you dare to attack, I will teach you a lesson in place of your father. Lu Jun was familiar with Zihao Lin's father. The relationship between the two of them was like one between brothers. After all, they had fought and went after women together. The fight that was about to happen was extinguished by a few words, and Zhao Lin had to keep his hatred in his heart. Wu Tian followed Lu Yuiao to a sofa. Lu Yuiao was very sensible and brought him some fruit and drinks. He was a guest after all. Before he could even sit down, he was already ridiculed and mocked. She felt embarrassed. "I'm sorry." Lu Yuiao didn't know what to say. Facing Wu Tian, she was a bit uncertain. Wu Tian was startled when he saw Lu Yuiao's eyes moving around with tears glistening in them. Could it be that he had been too calm today? Did the other party think that he was angry? Afraid that Lu Yuiao would cry, Wu Tian hurriedly explained, "It's all right, classmate Lu. They're nothing more than flies buzzing in my ears. You don't have to apologize to me. I bought all my clothes at street stalls. They aren't even worth 100 yuan. Wu Tian grinned and said while tugging on his shirt that was worth less than 30 yuan. His eyes were full of smiles, "How could I live like a princess all day like Miss Lu? In their eyes, I'm just a toad wishing to eat swan meat. If this was in the past, I probably wouldn't even dare to look at you. But now, I find that you're truly beautiful." He even dared to chase after Li Meng, not to mention Lu Yuiao, who was 100 times more beautiful than Li Meng. "Wu Tian, I've noticed that you're not being sincere. You talk just like those glib people that always talk about women." Lu Yuiao's face was flushed. "Well, let me give you an apple. No need to thank me, I'm in a good mood today." Without waiting for Wu Tian to speak, Lu Yuiao passed the apple in her hand to Wu Tian. Wu Tian wanted to decline, but it seemed that Lu Yuiao didn't intend to give up, so he simply accepted it. This scene fell into the eyes of Zhao Lin, who was far away. His eyes were almost on fire while his butt felt as if it was sitting on pins and needles. He was probably wishing Wu Tian to die. Everyone knew that Zhao Lin liked Lu Yuiao, but Lu Yuiao just didn't like him. Now, a pretty boy had popped out of nowhere and almost took Lu Yuiao's heart away. "Young Master Lin, why don't I ask a few of my brothers to teach him a lesson?" "That's right, young Master Lin. While we may not be able to touch him here, he's just a fish on the chopping board outside. We can do whatever we want with him there." A few young people were talking to Zhao Lin and suggesting him how he should teach Wu Tian a lesson. It was then that Lu Yuiao's laughter reached Zhao Lin's ears. He was angered to the point that he clenched his hands tightly and stared straight at Wu Tai while gritting his teeth. The party soon ended and the guests left one by one. Finally, only Wu Tian and the Lu family were left. Lu Jun was actually interested in getting to know Wu Tian. He wanted to find the appropriate person for her daughter. Wu Tian was obviously that person, and he was also satisfied with him. He was young, yet already a billionaire, and he also helped him a lot. At the same time, he noticed that his daughter seemed to be especially friendly to Wu Tian. This relationship wasn't like one between friends, but rather something more. "Dad, I'll accompany Wu Tian back to school. You should go to rest early," Lu Yuiao said to Lu Jun when she saw that it was already late outside. Hearing that his daughter wanted to leave with Wu Tian, Lu Jun was naturally happy. After all, the two of them had been in contact for a while, so perhaps they might be able to make some progress. Lu Jun smiled at Wu Tian as he thought this. He reminded Wu Tian in a low voice while his daughter wasn't paying attention. "Young people have many common topics to discuss. You can chat more on the way." Wu Tian was confused. As he was thinking, Lu Yuiao had already dragged him outside. Soon she drove him back to school. "Thank you for coming, Wu Tian, and thank you for helping my dad." Lu Yuiao thanked him sincerely. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 8, A Lot of Money is Spent. C8 A lot of money is spent. No problem. It wasn't a big deal. Wu Tian grinned, surprising Lu Yuiao. He had spent so much money just like that. Wu Tian was probably the only one who could do such a thing. After seeing Lu Yuiao off, Wu Tian returned to his dorm. The door was gently pushed open, and it was pitch black inside. Apparently, everyone had already fallen asleep. In order not to disturb his roommate's rest time, Wu Tian tiptoed to his bed and muttered, "Strange, why did everyone go to sleep so early today? Why didn't they play games today?" His butt had just touched the bed. Suddenly, someone switched on the light. "Wu Tian, I didn't expect you to be back so soon. Have you had enough fun with the beauties?" Sun Ziaohao smiled obscenely. Who knows what was going on in his mind? "You and Lu Yuiao must have had a good time." "Lu Yuiao is the goddess of the boys' hearts," Zhang Wan teased him. "I'm guessing tomorrow you will become a big celebrity. I'm afraid you don't know what it means for Lu Yuiao to let a man into her car in front of the school today." Zhang Wan pretended to be suspicious, raising Wu Tian's curiosity. Wu Tian was feeling sleepy as he asked while being a bit confused, "What's wrong? We just went to eat." "What? You just went to eat?" Sun Ziaohao immediately revealed a surprised expression. "Haven't you done anything else? Enough, enough. Am I that kind of person?" Wu Tian waved his hand and yawned. He then laid on the bed and took out his phone, shouting, "Stop interrogating me. Come and play if you're not sleeping instead. My great sword can't wait." Wu Tian was still awake until 1 in the morning, but his roommates were already snoring, making Wu Tian want to throw a pillow at them. But after thinking about it, he decided not to. Since he wasn't sleepy, Wu Tian just browsed the internet and suddenly saw a live broadcasting platform. He was very familiar with this platform, as he used to watch live broadcasts there. He still remembered that there was a host that had never shown her face before. He clicked on the live broadcasting platform's page. He searched for Masked Girl and entered her room to check. Sure enough, she was still streaming. He had watched this girl's live broadcast before, and it had to be said that her voice was very pleasant to hear. Every time he heard it, he would feel at peace. However, although her voice was very pleasant, causing one to be relaxed and happy, you couldn't say the same about her live broadcasting room. There were only a few people who were listening to her voice, and there were even people who criticized her. "What kind of song is that? It sounds so bad. I wonder how a host like you manages to survive. Brother above, watch your words. Her songs are obviously very pleasant to listen to." "That's right, who is that? He must have done it on purpose." Immediately, the live broadcasting room went into an uproar. The person who was criticizing the host continued while the others helped to counter-attack him. Just as the live broadcasting room started to resemble a vegetable market, Masked Lady finally spoke. She coughed lightly a few times before sighing and said, "If you want to hear me sing, then listen quietly. If you don't want to, then please leave." After she finished speaking, she no longer bothered with others. When Wu Tian saw the girl in front of him, a smile appeared on his face. Suddenly, he wanted to see her face. Thus, Wu Tian put his hands on the keyboard. After a moment of thought, he started typing on the keyboard. "Masked Lady, do you want to become famous?" After typing, Wu Tian pressed the enter button and sent the message. Not long after, Masked Lady replied, "I won't become famous. I just want to quietly sing here so that you can all hear me." But in the next second, "Mad Mortal gave you 10 spaceships." The live broadcasting room rang out with a series of notifications. Wu Tian tapped on the keyboard with his fingers, causing it to ring non-stop. When the people in the live broadcasting room heard the system notifications, they immediately started a heated discussion. Everyone who was silent before started talking. "He really is a rich man. Who is this? He gave her 10 spaceships. 10,000 yuan per spaceship. That's 100,000 yuan for 10 spaceships. Above, you look like a country bumpkin. I'm afraid you're still chewing on steamed buns." Someone had gifted the host 100,000 yuan. It wasn't a small number. This matter had also alarmed the spy hiding in the direct broadcasting room. This person belonged to a different live broadcasting room. Because the girl in this live broadcasting room was very mysterious and her voice was also very beautiful, this spy had always been in this live broadcasting room and criticized her. When he saw that someone was giving gifts to the host, he immediately went back to report it to his live broadcasting room. After all, whether a host was famous or not depended on whether or not there were rich people who liked him. But now, a tycoon appeared in Masked Lady's live broadcasting room. That was a huge matter, because it meant that she might become famous. Supreme 2 has entered the room. Distant alien has entered the room. The sudden appearance of two tycoons in the live broadcasting room, which originally had only a few hundred people, made the direct broadcasting room go crazy. Everyone began sending messages. Welcome, you two tycoons. Welcome, tycoons. Damn, there's some big bosses coming in. I want to follow the tycoons. Are you still lacking a hanging piece? The live broadcasting room instantly became lively, and the crowd became clamorous. Masked Lady was dumbfounded. Why did three wealthy people suddenly come and give her 100,000 yuan? This was no small amount to her. Whose live broadcasting room is this? The tycoon Distant Alien asked. I don't know. I heard that someone was gifting presents here, so I came to take a look. Supreme 2 also spoke. The two tycoons seemed to know each other as they chatted. Mad Mortal sent Masked Lady 10 spaceship. The person who sent the 10 spaceships was obviously Wu Tian. Not only did he want to help Masked Lady become famous, he also wanted to understand this live broadcasting platform and pave the way for his future investment. Seeing that there were some rich people in the live broadcasting room, Wu Tian gave a few more gifts to the host, and then said, "You are all guests. Since you're here, please listen to the host singing." Hearing Wu Tian's words, Masked Lady picked up the microphone and started singing the song that she was most familiar with. Her singing was still as pleasant as before, intoxicating Wu Tian. The tycoons also seemed to find her voice pleasant to listen to and immediately wanted to see her appearance. Seeing this, the corner of Wu Tian's mouth slightly curled up. What he wanted was this kind of effect. He typed out a line of words and started to lay the groundwork for the following tasks. If you want to see how she looks, it's not impossible. As long as you give her the most gifts, you can ask Masked Lady to take off her veil. These words caused an uproar in the live broadcasting room. What a joke. They had been listening to her singing for 2 years, and they had never seen her face before. Could it be that this time they were going to have a beautiful dream come true? The tycoons readily agreed. Wu Tian immediately started to give out gifts without saying a word. The screen was filled with spaceships. Dozens of them had flown past, and everyone in the live broadcasting room was stunned. Damn, when the tycoon gifted the host, he did not hesitate at all. He was awesome. I can't believe it. I think this host will become famous. What you said above makes sense. If she doesn't become famous, I'll do a live broadcast and eat dirt. Almost everyone in the live broadcasting room loved and was loyal to the host. They were happy that she would become famous. He spent 2.5 million before stopping. Wu Tian didn't know how much money he had spent. He just needed to know that he was ahead. The tycoons realized how terrifying Wu Tian was and silently withdrew from the live broadcasting room. Suddenly, everyone in the direct broadcasting room started praising Wu Tian. To them, Mad Mortal had directly become Masked Lady's patron. After one wave of manipulation, he had also become a celebrity. Before long, this news would spread and everyone would enter the direct broadcasting room. Soon, this direct broadcasting room would become famous, because there was someone here who gifted the host 4 million. Thank you, Mad Mortal. I don't have anything good to say, but I didn't promise to show you my appearance, so I'm sorry. Masked girl seemed a bit helpless. That man had done so much for her, but she couldn't show him her appearance. This more or less made her feel embarrassed. She allowed him to order a song to make up for it. It's fine, it's just a small amount of money. Wu Tian looked at the screen and was very satisfied with his performance. Having money is great. If it was the him before, he could only watch rich people do such things. If you have money, you can do anything. He didn't know when he felt sleepy, but Wu Tian looked at the time. It was already 8 in the morning and dawn was about to arrive. The dormitory was still filled with snoring sounds. Looks like I'm going to buy a house. Wu Tian said in a low voice. The sleepiness gradually overcame him as his eyes became blurry and he fell asleep. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 9, Your Dog Eyes Look Down on People. C9 Your Dog Eyes Look Down on People. Wu Tian woke up late the next morning. When he got up, he was the only one in the room. The morning classes were almost over. In the afternoon, Wu Tian quietly left the school to go to a housing sales center. In terms of buying a house, he naturally had to choose the best location. As for the price, of course he had to choose the most expensive one. Taxi. Wu Tian stopped a taxi and said, "Please take me to the Haitian Villa Complex." After hearing what Wu Tian had said, the taxi driver couldn't help but look at him twice. "Little brother, do you live there? I heard that's not a place an ordinary person can live in. It's really expensive." The driver was a local. He worked as taxi driver to make a living, but that wasn't an easy task. He asked curiously when he saw Wu Tian wearing cheap clothes. Wu Tian stated his goal directly and casually said, "I want to buy a house. I heard that the location is not bad, and the prices are fine." "Haha." The taxi driver was silent. Most people couldn't afford to buy a house from Haitian, much less this young man in the taxi. Soon, the car arrived at the Haitian housing sales center. Wu Tian gave the driver 100 yuan. "It's all yours." He then walked towards the Haitian housing sales center. The sales center was extremely grand. It could even be described as magnificent, with every inch of land being worth every penny. When he walked into the sales center, no one came to meet him. "Forget it, I'll just take a walk myself." Wu Tian took a look here and there. Finally, the salesperson saw him. However, he didn't want to bother with Wu Tian. Seeing how shabby Wu Tian's clothes were, she could tell that he was a hot-blooded youth who just wanted to brag that he was going to buy a house. With the intention of sending him away, the salesperson walked in front of Wu Tian. Wu Tian was standing in front of a sand table. He saw a pretty good riverside villa. He looked at it several times and wanted to inspect it closer. After walking around in a circle, he had taken a fancy to three villas. They were all houses facing the river, which was pretty nice, and they had good natural illumination. "You're a salesperson, and your name is Luli." Wu Tian looked at the tag and said. He wasn't friendly to this Luli, as she was obviously here to send him off. But he really was here to buy a house. It seemed that he was going to be taken advantage of by this Luli. He ignored the bitter look on the salesperson's face. "I want to take a look at your best riverside villas." Wu Tian's voice wasn't loud, but it was heard by quite a few people in the huge hall. Suddenly, everyone in the hall turned around and looked at Wu Tian. When they saw a young man like Wu Tian, all of them couldn't help but shake their heads. He was a man who pretended to be rich. It may be a good thing to have an ambitious goal, but one must know that in Haitian a villa with a view of the river was worth several million yuan. Millions were not a small amount of money, and that was only for the worst house. If you want to pick the best, the price will go up. This was not something that an ordinary person could afford. "Sir, how should I address you?" Luli looked at Wu Tian mockingly and said expressionlessly. "My surname is Wu." Wu Tian ignored Luli and continued, Can you show me the villas? I'm sorry, Mr. Wu, but I'm not feeling well today. Let me find someone who's familiar with the process so he can help you. Lu Li said as she covered her forehead and waved towards the sales counter. Soon a young rookie came over. When Lu Li saw the newcomer being so enthusiastic, she immediately felt disdain for her. A poor man came to buy a house. If he really buys one, I will write my name upside down. Lu Li muttered. Mr. Wu, right? I'll take you there right now. My name is Li Qing, you can ask me anything you don't understand. Li Qing said. Then, she took Wu Tian to check the houses he was interested in. The two of them left the sales center and went to the Haitian villa complex behind them. Under Wu Tian's instructions, the two of them looked at the three villas. These three villas were the ones Wu Tian liked the most, and one of them was the best villa he had ever seen. At the same time, there was another riverside villa that Wu Tian particularly liked. This villa was the only one in the area, so it was absolutely quiet. This was also Wu Tian's favorite point, silence. He and Li Qing had a good chat, and after they finished looking at the houses, they went back to the sales center. Does Mr. Wu have a satisfactory house in mind? I see that you are very satisfied with house 103 in Area A. Li Qing revealed a professional smile, her voice gentle and pleasant to hear. Yes, I like it. How about we buy that one? Let's go and pay for the house right now. Wu Tian immediately said. This shocked Li Qing. The price of that villa wasn't low, and this Mr. Wu didn't look like a rich person at all. He couldn't be playing with her, right? She was in this business and understood the logic behind it. When the two of them returned to the sales center, their colleagues were very curious and started asking about the house that Wu Tian had taken a fancy to. When they heard that it was house 103 in Area A, everyone revealed a mocking expression. A poor wretch wanting to buy a villa worth 10 million was simply wishful thinking. Let's see what kind of money he'll take out to buy later. It can't be dead people's money, right? Everyone was waiting to see Wu Tian make a fool of himself. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 10, Beautiful Teacher. C10 Beautiful Teacher. Li Qing has always been very cordial, showing the professional quality of a salesperson. She didn't know if Wu Tian had the money to buy this villa, so she wasn't sure if he was teasing her. However, she treated every customer with this attitude. Even if they didn't want to buy it, she was still very patient. On the other hand, Lu Li walked in front of Wu Tian and sneered, "Are you really thinking of buying this riverside mansion?" "Of course." Wu Tian nodded forcefully, he didn't seem to be joking at all. "This house costs over 10 million yuan." "I know. Do you want a mortgage or a full payment?" Lu Li crossed her arms across her chest with a playful smile on her face. "I will pay in full." Lu Li burst into laughter when she heard this. He was wearing clothes that were worth dozens of yuan, yet he came here to buy a whole house. As she laughed, the other salespeople could not help but laugh secretly as well. After laughing for a long time, Lu Li pretended to be polite as she stretched out her right hand. "Here, please pay up." After that, she retreated to the side and stood with a few other salespeople to watch the show. She wanted to see how this pretentious brat would end up today. "I'll swipe my card." Wu Tian took out his bank card from his pocket and handed it to Li Qing, "Please help me with the procedures." "All right." Li Qing took the bank card with both hands. At this moment, she was very nervous as she didn't know if there was any money on the card. She took out her POS machine and entered the 10 million quota before putting the bank card in it. Lu Li and the sales staff all stretched their necks to look. They couldn't wait to see the show. After swiping the card, the POS machine beeped, signifying that the payment was successful, before printing out the transaction receipt. Seeing that the card was swiped successfully, Lu Li and the sales staff were all dumbfounded. They didn't expect that there really were 10 million yuan on the card. The sales staff couldn't laugh now. They stared at Wu Tian as if they were looking at a monster, their expressions extremely exaggerated. They didn't think that the kid in front of them wasn't a poor bloke, but rather a rich person with a lot of money. To be able to buy such a riverside mansion worth 10 million, how rich must he be? He must at least have over 100 million yuan. Li Qing was also very surprised. She did not expect Wu Tian to be so rich. She was surprised, but pleasantly so. She was an intern salesperson and had never accepted a large payment before. This was her first time coming into contact with such a large payment. The commission alone was comparable to several months of her salary. Mr. Wu, the credit card has been successfully swiped. Here is your bank card. After swiping the card, Li Qing handed the card back to Wu Tian with both hands. Her arms were trembling with excitement. All right then. Wu Tian put away his bank card and instructed with a smile, "Hurry up and help me with the paperwork. The sooner the better." To be honest, he had a good impression of this girl in front of him, unlike the other salespeople who looked down on him. He felt comfortable letting Li Qing earn the commission. "All right, I'll do the paperwork for you right now." Li Qing was so happy that she could not even close her mouth as she started doing the paperwork. The other salespeople were very envious of Li Qing. She sealed such a big deal with ease. Especially Li Lu, it was her who pushed this large deal onto Li Qing. Just thinking about it made her feel regret and heartache. If she knew Wu Tian was so rich, she would have received him properly. After a moment of surprise, a few salespeople surrounded him, changing their attitude from before and fawning on Wu Tian. Now that they knew Wu Tian was a rich and unscrupulous person, even if he lent them 120 times the courage, they still wouldn't dare to offend him. After completing the procedures, it was already afternoon. Under the warm farewells from the sales staff, Wu Tian left the sales center with his certificate of title. From now on, he was also someone who owned a house. After he bought the house, he called Lung Yun and arranged for her to buy furniture. Lung Yun was indeed the secretary chosen by the old master. She did everything cleanly and properly on the same day. Wu Tian moved into his new house overnight. Looking at the huge room filled with brand new furniture and the beautiful secretary, he felt extremely comfortable. After checking every room, Wu Tian finally stopped at the study room. Looking at the shelves filled with books on economics, he couldn't help but furrow his brows and question, "Why are there so many books in the study? This is old master's order. After all, you will have to manage billions of yuan in assets in the future, and you need professional knowledge of the industry to manage them." Lung Yun explained with an expressionless face. "But the old master also said that he wants me to supervise your studies. That won't be necessary." Wu Tian scratched his head and looked at Lung Yun with a slight headache. "With a great beauty like you staying here, how could I be in the mood to study? You should leave, I will slowly learn by myself." "All right." Lung Yun smiled embarrassedly before turning around and walking out. Wu Tian slumped on the chair and let out a long breath. It seems like inheriting billions of yuan wasn't as easy as he thought. Soon, he pulled himself together and started reading the book seriously. He used to be very poor. He must think of a way to enrich himself and make himself strong. He must not let his grandfather down. After reading a book, he once again thought of that host girl called Masked Lady. The platform that she was on was called Seafood TV, and it was very small. There were few famous hosts, but the platform itself was very well made. Just now, as he was reading, he had received some insight. If he could invest a little in a live broadcasting platform like this one, he might be able to earn a lot of money. Thinking about Seafood TV, Wu Tian did not go to sleep until very late. The next day, he woke up and went to school. He met Zhao Yang and Li Meng at the entrance to the classroom. After the brutal scene yesterday, there were some bruises on Zhao Yang's face. When he saw Wu Tian, his neck shrunk and his eyes filled with fear. Li Meng was also frightened to the point of jumping. The two of them were shocked by the four bodyguards from yesterday. Even now, they still had lingering fear. Wu Tian didn't say anything. He glanced at the two of them before walking into the classroom. The corner of Li Meng's mouth quivered. She watched Wu Tian's back as he walked further and further away. In the end, she didn't say what she wanted to say. Only now did she understand that Wu Tian, who had been chasing after her, was gone forever. Now that Wu Tian was no longer interested in her, she couldn't do anything. The moment Wu Tian entered the classroom, the students started to talk among themselves. Everyone was talking about the relationship between him and Lu Yuaiyo. When they saw Wu Tian get in Lu Yuaiyo's car, they were extremely envious. As everyone was discussing, Mu Ran's sudden appearance scared all of the students into silence. Mu Ran was the most brutal teacher in the entire department, and she was secretly treated as a female devil by her students. No one dared to be distracted during her lessons. Mu Ran was fierce, but she was very pretty. She was wearing a long dress, and her beauty could not be described in words.